Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: الصدقة دواء منجح، وأعمال العباد في عاجلهم نصب أعينهم في آجالهم.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Charity is an effective cure, and the actions of people in their present life will be before their eyes in the next life."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are humbly at your service again, speaking about the universal persona of His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, one of the nicknames that we're going through, because these nicknames are a part of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, one of his nicknames is Hadi, meaning guide or one who guides. And so, of course, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam was the guide and the lantern of all of the Muslims. He was the director of the pious. He was the guardian of the believers. He was this shining lantern in the darkness, which the Holy Prophet had left behind in order to help the Muslims be guided in their times of need. And so This nickname or this laqab of Imam Ali alayhi salam by the name of Hadi is derived from the Messenger of Allah's saying that I am the warner and Ali is the guide. He is the Hadi. By your guidance, O Ali, those who follow the true guidance shall be guided. And what's interesting is that this tradition by the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi goes hand in hand and is usually attached to the tafsir and the exegesis of the verse of the Holy Quran, which says that you are only a warner and there is a guide for every people. And so the guide for every people, of course, here is Imam Ali alayhi salam. And how interesting it is that Imam Ali alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers here, again, even in the present day, 1,000 years later, guiding us and helping us and teaching us the various different aspects of religion, the various different spiritual aspects, the political aspects, the ethical and moral aspects, the jurisprudential aspects. Truly, His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam is the living, breathing miracle of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So just as they say themselves that the Holy Quran is the silent book of Allah and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, the infallible and immaculate divinely appointed Imams alayhim salam, they are the speaking word of the Almighty Allah. And so being a guide, this is what we're talking about in the present day. You know, we find that the world is engulfed in chaos and darkness and corruption and ethical and moral vices. And I mean, it's a pretty sad place when Palestinian men, women and children can be killed for over a year and a half now. And the world, primarily when it comes to global leaders, is able to do nothing or is willing to do nothing. And how the people have come out on the streets because of this huge amount of oppression and really just sickening crimes that are occurring in the face of the people. These are times where this aspect of guidance, this aspect of teaching, this aspect of helping to create awareness is so incredibly important, you know, and this is what we learn from His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam, is to help the people to create awareness, to be a guide in the times of darkness. Because if the followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam are not those lanterns of guidance in the darkness, then who do we expect to help guide humanity towards salvation? A beautiful lesson indeed brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly. rendered contemptible, verily thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء قدير.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
What does Ali mean? It's one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. Al-Aliyu al-Azim. Ali means somebody who has ulu, who is high. If Allah has made him high, nobody can pull him down. They can try whatever they want to do. You know, so when you look at the issue of Ghadir, the ayat which were revealed before it and after it, and even the words of Rasulullah in Ghadir, you know, no serious scholar of Islam, even from the Sunnis, will ever challenge the validity and authenticity of Hadith Ghadir. Of course, what they do is they say, well, you know, it doesn't mean what you understand. That's still acceptable. We can still, you know, discuss with them. But those who say, oh, this didn't happen, I don't believe in it, you know, they are just ignorant. You can't even deal with them. But those, they are many. Anyone who is an alim, worthy of calling, being called an alim and a scholar in Islam, you know, they will never deny this. And so they accept it. Because the hadith of Ghadir is one of the hadith which is of highest level of authenticity, according to Shia and Sunni, you know, science of hadith. And so they accepted that, yes, Rasulullah said that. But they say, well, you know, when Rasulullah said, مَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَاهُ فَهَذَا عَلِيُّ الْمَوْلَىٰ, the word مَوْلَىٰ means friend. That whoever is my friend, you know, Ali is also his friend. Or the other way around. And so they try to water down the meaning of the word مَوْلَىٰ. And they're also, it's a very simple method. If you look at a sentence, you know, somebody has spoken that, you look at the context, what was said before it and after. That is a very, you know, commonsensical way of understanding the speech of anyone. What was the context? And when you look at the context, besides, you know, this issue that he gathered the people, almost more than 100,000 people, those who had gone ahead, they were called back, those who were still far away, you know, the people had to wait for them to join them. And then the Prophet, you know, in that unusual circumstances, makes this speech. And then he declares what? That whoever is, you know, my friend is also Ali's friend. Or whoever is friend I am, Ali is also his friend. It doesn't make sense. If you look at the immediate context there, the first statement of Rasulullah there when he asked the people, he asked them, أَلَسْتُ أَوْلَى بِكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ? Am I not, you know, أَوْلَى to you, over yourselves? And the word أَوْلَى means to have more authority. To have that wilayat. Wilayat, أولويات, you know, means don't I have more authority and right on yourself than yourself? You will say, well, this is not true. Yeah, it is true. There is an ayat of Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, An-Nabi is awla than the mu'mineen. If he makes the decision of, you know, making a nikah between two individuals without even asking them, he can do that. We can't do that. Maulanas can't do that. But a Nabi can do that. You know, they have that wilayat. Means they have, they guard the authority over us more than what we have. And so Rasulullah asked this question, أَلَسْتُ أَوْلَى بِكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ? Do not I have more authority on you than yourselves? And the entire audience of thousands of people, they responded by saying, بَلَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. That yes, Ya Rasulullah, you have more authority on us than ourselves. And after making that declaration, asking this question and getting the confession from them, that's where the Prophet raises the hands of Ali and he says, فَمَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَاهُ فَحَاذَ عَلِيٌّ مَوْلَاهُ. Thank you.
for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.